So, training for reigning, that's what's happening here, as his kingdom comes in our lives as a reality, not a pipe dream. And we find ourselves in God's boot camp. He has a dream, all right, but it's not the same as yours. He sees you as mature and complete in his Son right now. He sees you in the future and you look much better than you do right now, someone's written a song. Your journey is getting to that place, whether you agree with that or not, understand it or not, he's going to do this thing. You see, life with a cottage and roses round the door, a life of bliss here on earth perhaps, with a ministry with you as the star, is not his plan for you. He has another agenda. When we enter the kingdom, we find ourselves under another government, and that government will not let us go until it has established in us the thing it purposes. God is fully intentional towards you. He has a plan, and that plan will not be thwarted. His will is for you is about to become apparent to you. He intends that you become, through crisis and process, like his Son. Your part is to make it easy, both for him and for you, and you determine how difficult the path will be. You determine it by your cooperation or lack of it with him. He is fully committed to making you as like himself as possible, in order that you will be a fit eternal companion for the King of Kings. This is not a pour on hot water and stir package. God doesn't do instant. At least not very often, and certainly not where character and behaviour are concerned. He could transform us by a word, but we would learn nothing of ourselves or him if he did. We have to admit we are weak, foolish and deceitful people. We are intransigent and stubborn, and in us, in our natural self, dwells no good thing. So he only ever speaks to the Jesus in us. The new life in us. He wants you to enjoy this journey with him, not keep complaining and looking to see where you can get off. To him, the journey is important. To you, the end result. Can I have patience and can I have it now, please? And sometimes we don't even say please. God's ways, as we found out in our last series, the School of the Spirit, are certainly not ours, so it behoves us to move our feet and change our minds, because he surely is not going to change. Malachi 3:6 tells us that, I, the Lord, change not. But therein, beloved, lies our security. He never ever changes the way he sees us and the way he thinks towards us. He always has plans for our ultimate good. Everything he does is good because he is good, and he never ever deals with us regarding the sin in our lives. He only ever deals with us in righteousness. Sin is dealt with. Yes, we do sin and miss the mark, and yes, we do still need 1 John 1:9 from our side. But so far as he's concerned, he only ever deals with us in the completed work of his Son, in the righteousness which he's working in to us. So he won't come to you in your pity party and poor me. He will only come to you in his Son. That could be the reason for the silence right now. You're wailing and waiting in the wrong place. Just a thought. Beloved of God, you are part of the army of God. You are a warrior bride. It's time to take your place. Subdue your flesh and walk the way of the Spirit.